Hello?
Yes, sir.
He just wanted to know. He said if they didn't have him, they're going to have Nixon in Georgia. I told him I thought it'd be good, but not as a petition. Let them go on, send the petition to the troops, but let him go and speak America as a world leader and what Georgia had done to support our leadership and so on and so forth. Said Russell was begging him to go.
Somebody asked me in the press last night that you see Carlton Kent asked me, said that he had, there was a story that Russell had cleared his speech with the White House.
I haven't heard of it. Nobody. Just tell him that that's a feeler. That anybody that ever knew said, say, Carlton, I'm surprised you'd ask that question. Senator, I asked President Johnson. He said that who in the world would ask a question like that? And I told him Carlton Kent. He said he was shocked that Russell never cleared his speech by God with his brother in his life. He never cleared one with anybody on anything. And since I've been in the White House, Russell never called me once.
I told him I'm sure he hadn't.
And he's always reputed to be a great friend. They do not take any notice of the time, so he opposes me all along. They just like to saddle me with him and pitch him in. But he hasn't talked to me about anything. I haven't talked to him in weeks. And he's never talked to me even think about what he's doing. I don't know. I didn't think he said anything.
He didn't, Doug.
He just said that we couldn't have everything or both that we wanted. Everybody knows that. If the generals had what they want, they'd have 70 billion. If Shriver had what he wants 9 billion. So I tell him that. Just say Russell didn't say anything. I read the speech. The president said he read it. Nobody cleared it. Nobody ever cleared speech with Russell or Byrd or Thurman. And he's amazed that you want to know. Anything else they're saying?
They're in a very good frame of mind about this diplomatic thing. They're not going to press too hard.
Jack Sutherland says we're not doing anything. We're not ordering people around. We're not having press conferences. I still think we ought to have one for the Bobby Becker thing, but I don't know how to do it. I hope you figured it out. So, I want to do it coming down here.
I think that it out there this weekend if you wanted to. And maybe even Sunday, let me think about it. For the first time since you've been down, since you've been president, AP told Frank Cormier last night not to ride it overnight. I don't know why they did it, except they just feel that they don't want to press too hard on this this peace thing, and that they what you did yesterday in late raising curtain just a little bit was all the press needed, and they're trying to be responsible for this. I don't think they'll press it very hard for some time.
Well, Sutherland's there won't know, said it out there. Hadn't had any press conferences at all. I think in your background here that you ought to point out, I could arrange a press conference for you anytime. The president suggested we have one coming down, and I told him that I didn't think that this is press conference season. And I don't think it is while he's getting his messages ready and getting these other things going, and I can't discuss every conversation he has because obviously it would knock off all these other things. But he has full days and he's busy, and I assure you that his health is good and he's not lazy and that he does work at the job and so on and so forth.
I assure you that when they come up to me privately and ask about a press conference, I leave the depth impression with them that it's my feeling that this is not the time for this. This is the time for study and preparation for all this thing. And I, in fact, I told yesterday that you were much more anxious to have a press conference than I was. And I was sure you would, although you were being very cooperative and not having one because it takes some time. I'm letting them have the impression so it keeps you off a little more flexible. They have the idea that I don't like press conferences. I've said so on the record. I've said so on the television show. I think more freedom to do whatever you want to. I will maintain that. I'll tell something. He told me last night that he was going back today, but that he wanted to see me next week, that he was doing a story on the president.
Yeah, and he's wanting to take the position that I'm not working this year, that my sickness has changed and slowed me down. Of course, he called Joe Califano. You've got to keep Califano out of this line of fire. He won't be worth a damn, and he has no really sense, I think, of politics, Joe.
I told him, in a sense, what you told me, that you thought that he had one of the best pitchers of any young man, that you had any young man ever could work with you, that you were only honestly worried that the press might cut him down before they, before he reached his 4 years left.
I think it's true. I think it's like Jack, they got him, they ruined him nearly by his ambassadorship.
Jack Anderson had a beat.
Yes, and Liz talks to Jack Anderson. I wish you'd tell her, I wish you'd quit talking. I just think it, we make a terrible mistake when you and Liz go to the buddy nepotis person in Anderson, the way they treat me the last 2 months. Every day he hits me on something that's untrue. Orrin Harrison, I want to keep him there in order to protect my television. It's the most unjust thing I ever heard a man say.
Did you see that bit Anderson had last week saying that you were worried about your agency's bug in your office?
No.
He had a column about your views on wiretapping, and all of that was good. But in there was a paragraph saying that you were really worried that the FBI and CIA and other agencies were going to tap your own phones and bug your own office.
Never heard of it. Who does he talk to? He sees you and Liz, the only calls I ever see that come to him.
He has. I haven't talked to Jack Anderson in 3 months. Oh, boy, I haven't seen Pearson since the last time. I haven't seen him and talked to him since the last time, early in the summer, when I was still in Joe Califano's office, and you just ran him by to say hello. I don't think that Pearson makes most of his stuff up. I don't know who Anderson talks to. His best contacts in Washington are in the military. Of course, they would be responsible for this sort of thing.
Oh, I think he talks to Henry Wilson. I think he talks to Lee White. I was under the impression that he and Pearson called you once in a while, because I know he calls Liz nearly every week.
He may have called me, but I swear I haven't talked to him in 3 months.
Let's talk to Liz about talking to Anderson. See if he can get her cooperation.
Which, I think that's all, Mr. President. They're going to want to know about your New Year plans.
I just say that Lucy and Linda are here this morning. I just said that I spent a little time with two girls this morning. As far as you know, I don't have any New Year's plans except stay at my office. They want me to come in there tonight, and I haven't decided, but I think the odds are 60-40, I won't come. I think it's doesn't lend any dignity or it doesn't do any good with them. If you could treat them nice and come in and just visit without getting on anything, and they wouldn't cut at you, it'd be fine, but I believe it's better to stay away from them, don't you?
Generally, but on Jack Horner's ready. Well, that's your commitment.
I know it. He's asked me good, but I spent the day with him.
And I think if you felt like moving around any, if you came in for 15 to 30 minutes to talk any business, just reminds me it'd be a nice touch. They're in, I think, a sound of good frame of mind today.
I think I'd tell them no, that you don't think he's coming. He might come, but you don't think he has any plans to. And first thing, I'd get on his feedback. Let me know what you do.